You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Lewis Winton and Ross Meegan from RNIB to discuss an e-action and some guided walks as well. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, David.
So we've spoken about RNIB champions on the station before, but can you give us a little bit of a reminder as to what that is?
The RNIB champion scheme is something that's been running for a very long time. And what that involves is members of parliament making an informal commitment, sort of support their constituents living with sight loss. We know that in each UK constituency, there are at least 500 blind or partially sighted people. It involves, you know, a closer relationship between RNIB and the MP. So we provide things like personalised constituency briefings. Yeah, we'll be able to tell them how many people there are in their constituency living with sight loss and sort of break it down by various key demographics like age and eye condition. We also provide briefings ahead of key debates in Parliament on issues relating to sight loss. So we'll sort of outline the issue and sort of how it relates to sight loss and sort of what we'd like to see happen on the issue. And to our RNIB champions as well, we also provide sort of support with any casework that they might have relating to sight loss. Obviously, an MP's mailbox is constantly getting new inquiries. For the ones that are from a blind or partially sighted constituent are related to sight loss, we can offer our expertise and our vast amounts of knowledge sort of help support with that MP's casework.
Really important to give this another push in the run-up to the general election. Is there anything that our listeners can do to push this further?
So we have a simple sort of template letter on our website that people listening can take. If you go to our website, rnib.org.uk, it's sort of easy to find from the homepage. And the letter just involves sort of filling out your name, postcode, your email address, key contact details to make sure we find the right constituency that you live in. And then you'll be presented with a template letter that you can personalise to your heart's content. And then once you sort of send that letter off, it'll go to all of the candidates in your local area from across the various parties. What that'll do is it'll invite them to sort of make the commitment to becoming an RNIB champion if they're elected on July the 4th, and it will sort of also share with them as well a guide that RNIB has created on how to campaign accessibly. Obviously, during this build-up to the election and beyond, sort of candidates and parties are really keen to make sure their message reaches as many people as possible, but we know that, you know, a lot of blind and partially sighted people can be excluded from sort of receiving that message because of things like inaccessible social media posts and sort of lack of image descriptions or alternate formats for campaign materials. The email will all send the candidate in your area that guide as well. So far, we've had 977 people take the action, and that has resulted in over 4,500 emails being sent to candidates. And sort of in terms of, you know, the number of individual candidates that has equated to, 2,339 unique candidates have received at least one invitation to become a champion, which is fantastic. But we obviously know that there's even more people out there to reach. So yeah, obviously big thanks to anybody who's done that so far. But if you haven't, then yeah, please do send that email out to your candidates ahead of polling day.
Now, Lewis, moving on to you now, alongside this, there's also some guided walks that are taking place. Can you tell us a little bit about them, please?
Yeah, sure. So as you mentioned, David, another key component of RNIB's election work is we've been working with lots of prospective parliamentary candidates in the build-up to the election to host guided walks throughout the United Kingdom. And essentially what we're doing is we've wrote to lots of different prospective candidates across different constituencies and essentially invite them along to a guided walk experience. Now, what we want to do is give that candidate an insight into the world of sight loss, what barriers, what challenges their blind and partially sighted constituents would face if they were to be elected. So here in the Northeast where I'm based, I've been hosting lots of different walks across different constituencies. I always start my walks by having an introductory chat. We go through the different simulation specs, the five most common eye conditions here in the United Kingdom. I like to classify it as a crash course into the world of sight loss. We head out into the built environment. We navigate kind of a busy high street, and we highlight some of the most common barriers and issues into the world of sight loss, which their constituents would potentially face. And again, it's about building that rapport, building that strong working relationship with the prospective candidate. As I say, if they were to be elected, what we're ultimately looking for is for that candidate to really champion their blind and partially sighted constituents. What we like to do with all of the walks is really shine the spotlight on vision rehab. So as part of our manifesto to the next UK government, you know, we're really calling upon the vision rehab to be modernised, but to be adequately funded as well to ensure that any blind or partially sighted person going through that eye care pathway can have vision rehab in a timely manner. And we go into in depth of that with throughout the guided walks. We know we talk through the eye care pathway from point of diagnosis, you know, to being certified a vision impairment, and then going through kind of the sensory needs assessment and then receiving mobility skills. And what we do with the prospective candidates is we give them the opportunity to kind of chat through the different mobility aids such as symbol canes, guide canes, long canes, guide dogs, essentially trying to give them that one-stop shop of as much information as possible to try and make them go away from that guided walk feeling really infused and empowered, but more so having that knowledge and insight into the barriers that the blind and partially sighted constituents would face. It is worth noting as well, here in the Northeast and across England, working with my colleagues, we are delivering lots of guided walks in collaboration with our partners. So here in the Northeast, we've been doing guided walks with Hartlepool Vision Support, Dance and Social Club for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Sunderland Royal Society for the Blind, Vision Northumberland, but really working with our partners to solidify and unify the sector to really make sure that when working with prospective parliamentary candidates, not only can we build that excellent working relationship, but we can really have as much impact as possible, delivering that with lived experience.
And what have been some of the main takeaways from people who have taken part in these walks?
I think one thing which has always struck me is how overwhelming it can be. So when we give the candidates the opportunity to try on the different simulation specs, we go through things like, the age-related macular degeneration, which we know is the leading cause of blindness in adults here in the United Kingdom. So we go through different things like that, like cataracts, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma. The question I always ask them is, how does that feel? What is the immediate emotion that comes to mind when you try on the simulation specs? I think a lot of them come away from those walks feeling really empowered, having that deeper understanding now. But I think the overarching, I suppose, emotion from that is just a sense of anxiety, a sense of fear. And again, coming away, they just give us such wonderful feedback to say, thank you so much for that experience. We have so much more empathy now and more understanding for our prospective constituents that are living with sight loss. The feedback, broadly speaking, has been wonderful. Each and every candidate that's took part has really given excellent feedback to R&IV, said it's been something that will live with them forever.
And finally, one more time, if our listeners want to get involved with the R&IV Champions eAction, then how can they do so? Give us that URL one more time.
So there's sort of various ways in which you can sort of follow us. You can follow us on Twitter using the handle RNIB_campaigns. If you go to rnib.org.uk/news, and then filter the topic by campaigning, that will bring up all the stories from our team. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email campaigns@rnib.org.uk or call the helpline on 0303 123 9999. And that link to the candidate action is rnib.in/geconnectr. Yeah, that will take you straight to the sort of simple template letter that you can fire off to your candidate.
Well, Ross Megan and Lewis Winton from RNIB, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, David.
Thanks, David.